Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk to our friend Nick Johnston. He writes about TV and movies for Vanyaland.com, and we talk about everything that's coming out streaming and the theaters, everything you should be watching. So what do we got this week, Nick?
Howdy, howdy, Kevin. I got two wonderful releases for you this week that are going to keep you cool while it's currently boiling New England. I swear, you drop a bunch of eggs on the ground, something like that, and you'll wind up with a really messy omelet.
It's true. But, it's so hot.
It is horrible. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so let's see. First up, we'll go with the bad one, and then we'll go with the good one.
Okay, sounds good.
First up is the big Netflix multi-international crazy expensive blockbuster that they're really trying to make happen. It's The Gray Man, directed by the Russo brothers and starring Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. That is a big popular adaptation of a spy novel that a lot of people have read and enjoyed. And boy, it's kind of rough. But if you're in desperate need of to watch something that's relevant to the zeitgeist, then I think you'll probably really enjoy this tale of assassins and intrigue and whatnot. Gosling plays a assassin named Six, who was released from prison years and years ago, who's been working for the CIA and Wetworks for 20 years or so, and he finally gets cut loose from his job, which means they're going to try to kill him. So they send a mustachioed Chris Evans after him, and it's the battle of facial hair. Is it three-day stubble versus trimmed mustache? And I bet you can guess who wins that one.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty rough. But honestly, if you like Ryan Gosling, I highly recommend checking it out because he's really good at it. But it's just the movie. The movies is not – it's a Netflix movie.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But then we'll move on to the good movie this week. I was fortunate enough to see this last night, and I absolutely loved every second of it. And that's Nope, the new film from Jordan Peele, which is just – absolutely incredible. It is significantly scarier than his other two films. and it's mainly about the weird happenings in the skies above a ranch owned by Daniel Kaluuya, and just a incredible bit of movie making. I gotta tell you, it's the kind of thing that we would years and years ago have talked about as like the kind of thing you'd see in the summer and would play in the theaters for, 13 straight weeks.
Yeah.
People would go back and try to get something more and more out of it every single time. And I think people are going to really enjoy this, especially if they were the kind of psychopath like I am, who really loves learning about UFOs and everything else in the sky.
And I always enjoy his movies, Jordan Peele. It's got a little bit of thrill, a little bit of makes you think. Like, they're always really good.
Oh, yeah, and it's very funny, too, as always.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there is a certain 60s hit that you will a song from that's featured in this film, done in a spoken word rendition, that you will never be able to hear that song in the same way ever again.
Oh, wow, good tease.
Very, very, very funny.
Now I got to check it out.
All right. Well, that's all I've got this week. I'm going to try not to melt. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I feel like people will either be cranking the AC at home or cranking the AC in the theater and try to stay cool, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the best part about movie theaters. You get to go in and you get to get chilled to the bone no matter what time of year it is.
It's the best.
So, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Nick, thanks so much. We'll definitely check these out, and we'll talk to you next week. Nick Johnston, Vanyaland.com. Check out everything he writes about there with TV and movies. And thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Stay cool.